Coco and Kylie for breakfast. Feels good, and
it goes triple. Now, Coco, do you ever look at the time on your computer or mobile phone at the exact same time every day?
No, I don't.
I want you to think about that. Are you sure?
Yeah, absolutely. I hardly look at the time at all because, you know, time goes fast.
All righty. Well, do you know what? I actually didn't think that you would, but after today, that may all change. Nearly every day when I look at either the clock on my computer or on my mobile phone to see the time, it is the exact same time that I saw the day before and the day before that and the day before that. Are you with me?
I'm with you. I'm just wondering if you've been hanging around the psychic medium for too long.
It is something that I actually do subconsciously. Like, I mean, I don't mean to do it. It just happens. And when it does, I think, there it is again, that exact same time. Now, I've been doing it for years, so it doesn't concern me anymore. But when I first started doing it, it did freak me out a bit. Now, do you want to know what the reoccurring time is that I see every day at the exact time when I look at the clock?
Yes, of course I do. Bated breath.
The time is 11:11. Now, I'm happy to say that I'm not the only one that looks at a clock to see this exact time every day. There's millions of people all around the world that see this time, 11:11. On a daily basis.
Right.
Now, it is a strange phenomena. I can hear that strange music that you've got going in the background.
It goes with the strange stuff you're
talking.
That
is very, very suited. And legend has it that when you see the time 11:11 every day, it signifies that you are about to create or manifest something into your life.
I know there's other radio stations, but don't flick just yet. It'll get better.
11:11. Now that I've put that into your head, tomorrow I'm actually going to ask you, at around this same time, 7:48, if you happen to see 11:11
What's it going to do
morning.
For me? What?
Well, it could change your life.
Lightning or something, is it, or what?
No, it could change your life.
How's it going to change
your
life?
Well, you could get things that you want by tuning into 11:11.
Jeez, well, I want money for a start. That'd be handy.
I knew that would be top of your list.
New car. Are you fair dinkum about this or
yep,
what?
Yep, you can manifest things that you
want.
No, it's a thing. I am sure that there's people listening at the moment and they too are under the spell of 11:11.
Again, you know, don't flick yet. No, it'll get better. I promise you. If you understand what the hell this lady's on about, give us a call. I've got no idea what you're talking about. 13:27:10.
Just before we take calls, I'll just go a little bit further. According to numerology, the number 11, it's a master number, right? Now, it signifies intuition, insight, and enlightenment. Now, when paired together, 11:11 is a clear message from the universe to become conscious and aware.
All right. Don't
think, 11:11. It's a thing.
Yeah, good. Whatever.
13:27:10. I'll prove it to you.
Right, yep.
Let's turn the feel good back on. Feels
good. Coco and Kylie for breakfast.
Bendigo's 93.5. Triple M.
8:08. You have lost it.
No, I haven't lost it. It is a thing. The time is 11:11. It's a time that not only me, but a lot of people around the world, and probably here in Bendigo as well, seem to see every day at the same time. Now, when you see it, apparently it helps you manifest things in your life, and it gives you intuition as well. Now, Janelle, you know what I'm talking about with 11:11, don't you?
Absolutely. It's always there, whether it's morning in the AM 11:11 or 11:11 in the PM. It's been happening to me for years.
You've lost it too, Janelle. Seriously.
No. Janelle, gee, it happens to you at night as well. I guess I go to bed at 9:30, so that's why it doesn't happen for me at night. But but tell me, when you first started noticing it, did you get a bit freaked out?
Absolutely, because I kept thinking, well, this is just too weird. So then I remember Googling it years ago.
Yeah.
And then I'd sort of forgotten about it, and then because it just becomes a daily thing. And then I actually Googled again about 4 days ago to refresh my memory on what it actually represents.
Right.
Yeah, all right. You two can talk off air, seriously.
Hold on. No. Just this quickly, what do you think it represents for you, Janelle?
You're a nutcase.
Go.
How did you know that so well?
Oh, Janelle, I'm just glad that you're with me and we've proven to Coggo that it does exist.
Yep.
It does exist, Coggo.
Terrific. Yep.
You've got to be in the zone there, mate. It's a good thing.
I know what zone you two are in. It's not good. Let's go to
Thanks,
Phil.
Janelle.
He's in the bus. Phil, confirm these two are nutcases, will you?
Oh, I don't have to. I think the rest of the public can confirm that as well.
Probably the boss too, Phil Jason. He's driving in his car, probably just stopped at the side of the road, talking to the CD going, Jane going, what is this crap they're on? No, you're on. So, Phil, if you had a bus, you know, and you had, say, Janelle and young Kylie here in your bus and I'm talking about 11:11, would you stop the bus and say, all right, oh, girls, off you get?
Yeah, or take them to the little hospital.
At stop 11:11.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast. Bendigo's 93.5. Triple M.